Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And joining us now, Jeff Hundley, CEO of the Sugar Bowl. Jeff, I just wanted to say, you know, we've all talked about terrorism, the use of violence, in order to achieve political or ideological aims, and obviously leveraging fear in the community, the disruption of our lives, of our way of life. And in my view, the easiest way to defeat that and beat back on that is to go about what we do each and every day, the rights, the privileges, the opportunities, the freedoms that we have in this country. And I'm saying this with this context in mind. I know this was not easy for you guys, your organization, to pull off what y'all pulled off. But I cannot overestimate the importance of that game being held, and that game being held as soon as possible, in my view. And I know there were headwinds from all directions, some of which you probably cannot talk about, and I'm not asking you to do so. But I just wanted you to know that I appreciate everything that you and your organization and all of your volunteers were able to do. I thought last night went without a hitch, and I thought it was a great presentation of what we do best in this city as we're built to host. Your thoughts?
Well, thank you for that. You're very kind, Newell, to say that. We agreed as an organization, that the Sugar Bowl committee and staff, that we needed to play. And, you weigh that, with the obvious public safety issue. But we felt comfortable. We had a commitment from the governor and the mayor and all the law enforcement agencies at the, state, federal, and local level, that we could do so. And so we thought it was important, even so much that, matter of hours that we were able to push it. Originally, the thought was just to play it again at the same 7:45 schedule a day later. And we pushed to play earlier in the day to get things going. And, we believe it came off well. And, don't want to beat our own drum here, but we're pleased with the way it came off. I felt like there was a spirit of a special spirit that existed in the stadium last night. Started with the anthem and the moment of silence that we had in recognition of the victims and their families. But it was important to get back to life. And that was, I think everybody there, the enthusiasm of the fans there was obvious and loud. And I think everybody was proud to be there and to get back to life as we know it in the United States, and that we're not going to be stopped or even hindered as we go forward with this. You know, and I don't want to, you know, again, overstate it, but hopefully last night was a small step towards, you know, healing and getting back to what we know and love about this country.
No doubt. I think that there was a special spirit in that stadium last night, a very respectful spirit as well, one to the victims, their families, the sacrifices that have been made by so many, to include the military that fights each and every day for the freedoms that we enjoy, as well as the first responder community. Tommy Tucker said it on his show. He was really moved by the fact that the first responder community was kind of acting as ambassadors for the city, where they were being thanked by those that were attending the game. But the officers themselves were thanking those for coming out and, you know, knowing that there had decisions to be made, whether or not that we were going to let this individual succeed in eliciting fear in our community. And I think a lot of people came together and I think a lot of that, Jeff, was the belief not only in you but in your organization and the way that y'all handled yourself.
Well, again, we're, you know, grateful if that's true or not. I don't know, but certainly we intended to do well. And, you know, the Sugar Bowl organization has been a fixture in this community for 91 years now, and throughout its existence has tried to be a good community citizen and partner. And we felt like it was our duty and, you know, without getting into too much inside baseball, you know, not everybody was on the same page initially about, you know, going forward as quickly as we did. But ultimately, you know, we felt it was the right thing. And I think what happened last night in the stadium you know, some of the images that you're seeing on television now of fans in the stands and how it obviously impacted people in a positive way. We feel vindicated and are certain that we did the right thing by going forward and playing the game as we did.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And in keeping with Sugar Bowl history, somewhat of a crazy game last night.
It was wild. Yes, it was. It was crazy. You know, it was closer probably than the score indicated. It wasn't the prettiest game ever, but a one special teams play and a one turnover, you know, on Georgia's side, you know, probably made the difference in the game. But, you know, it was certainly a lot of fun and you know, having two programs of that magnitude, you know, just added to the moment and made it a special night for everybody who was there. And quite frankly, Newell, we didn't know what to expect in terms of the crowd, whether, you know, because initially we were hearing that a lot of people were leaving town and that people had dumped tickets. And, you know, the stadium was fairly full last night, and more so than what I probably anticipated, quite honestly. And so that was a heartwarming as well. And the fact that it came off safely, and, you know, the law enforcement and military presence was very obvious, but not, you know, overdone to where it would scare people. But certainly I think everybody who came felt safe, and it proved out to be that way.
Yeah, as you watch the interviews of the folks entering the game, it was obvious that, you know, they wanted to stand up for all the things that we just talked about, right? And they were very thankful for everything that was done in order to bring the game about. Now, you guys, there were a lot of things that y'all did in advance of this, and obviously a lot of things that had occurred in advance of this horrific event that all seemed to go off without a hitch as well, and was from my perspective, seemed to be very, very successful.
Yeah, we were having a normal week until we weren't. We had to, the schools in, and our parade on New Year's Eve was, that afternoon was fantastic. Great crowds out there. Our weather committee did a great job this week. It was beautiful. So, everything added up. We were all moving forward until, somebody got crazy. And then we had to pivot, and that was a stressful, 36 hours to get ready. But everybody was committed to the task at hand. And, the Sugar Bowl committee has a track record at different times in its history of rising to the occasion and standing up and being counted when it needed to be. And once again, I feel like the organization and volunteers and staff and everybody involved, the city overall, I told someone last night that, if it was ever in question, it shouldn't be now that why New Orleans is the greatest major event city in the country. Because the way we rallied in such a short amount of time, and it took a citywide, statewide, effort to make it happen, but it came off as good as any Sugar Bowl we've ever done.
No, I agree. There is no doubt that we were tested, right? It's good. Let's talk about the two schools for a moment. I know that you had a lot of conversations, obviously, with them, putting them at ease. They had the nervousness leading up to the game, the anxiety of the game, and then the everything, all the emotion wrapped around this event. It seemed to me that those coaches had quite a task at hand, too. Talk to us a little bit about what you were hearing from those guys.
Well, obviously, they're the coaches themselves are leaders of young men, and both are very good at what they do, and they're embody what coaches have become. In today's day and age, that they're part drill sergeant, but part father figure too. And I think that that was evident on both sides, that there's a level of empathy. The kids knew that they cared, and the way that they brought them together, didn't deny what had just taken place. But I think there was a lot of reassurance that went on. There was some family time that Notre Dame was able to have, that allow the players access to their families, to kind of comfort one another. But they quickly rebounded. Football is a great game of teaching you get knocked down, you get back up, play by play throughout the game. And that's what they did. Georgia, quickly rebounded and had a regular practice the night before the game here in the Superdome. Notre Dame, chose to, do just a walkthrough practice in the hotel. But, those two coaches, knowing them the way that we do, that, they just did a great job in holding the kids' hands, but also encouraging, we still got a job to do. And obviously that was a hard fought, game last night. So, I don't think there were any lingering effects of the incident in the minds of those young men when they lined up against each other last night or yesterday. I keep saying last night.
Yeah.
Having an afternoon game at the Sugar Bowl. I actually walked up to my office at halftime in the dome, and I looked out the window, and I'm like, my gosh, it's light out. I forgot. I was thinking we always play at night. But, interesting deal all the way around.
Jeff, I know it's probably soon, or maybe too soon, but I'll ask anyway. Your thoughts about, you know, does this change things when you think about these football events? I'm sure there's a lot of conversation amongst the college football playoff folks about the upcoming week with two more games, right? One Thursday, one Friday.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure it's got, you know, everybody's attention, and I'm sure that you know, law enforcement in the, I think Miami and Dallas have the semifinal games, and Atlanta has the national championship game, that everybody would be probably even extra diligent, on the public safety side. I think it's never that cities are not thinking along those lines, but, you know, when something, you know, extraordinary like that happens, you got to relook at everything, and I'm sure that's probably being done as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, on behalf of myself, and if I'm so bold as to suggest on behalf of everyone in the city, thank you and your organization. A job well done. It was important, I think, for the city. It was important moving forward for our city. And I don't want to overstate this, but I'm not so sure that everybody would have been able to pull this off. And as you just said earlier, if this test doesn't prove to folks that we are the city to host major events, I don't know what will.
Well, and a big amen to that. And I think that, you know, it's a great city. I tell people all the time when my wife and I moved here to work for the Sugar Bowl, we thought we were going to be here 3 or 4 years, and it's 31 years later. It's a special city that we're proud to be a part of.
Well, thank you again. Congratulations. Get some sleep.
We need it. I'll be honest with you. We need it.
No doubt, for sure. Jeff Hundley, CEO Sugar Bowl, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And thank you so much for all that you and your organization has done for the city. We truly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. That was Jeff Hundley, CEO of the Sugar Bowl. When we return, we'll talk to Congressman Troy Carter, U.S. House of Representatives, Louisiana District 2. Stay with us.